Hello, and welcome to the first ever edition of Let's Make a Monster, part of the Final Girls Horrorcast, the special monthly episode where we steal one of my non-horror-loving friends and force them to watch a horror movie in hopes that we can turn them to the dark side. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we have with us here our first brave victim, my good friend Meg. Welcome to the show, Meg.
Hello, thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're just going to do a quick interview, then we will be watching a movie together,
okay,
and then we will come back and see what you thought of it.
Sounds frightening.
Yeah.
Very.
So, Meg, what are your types of movies of choice?
I'm more of a rom-com person, I guess. I like action movies. Anything that's not super scary.
Yeah, nothing frightening.
Nothing scary, really. It's like, I don't like country music and I don't like scary movies.
Well, what kind of action movies do you like?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm really into the 007s.
Okay.
I like those, like, kite movies.
Yeah, okay.
Like, anything where it's like someone needs to be saved and there's just a lot of suspense. Or comedies. Anything that... There has to be, like, a happy ending, not an ending that, like, leaves me psychologically damaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
So what do you dislike most about horror movies?
I think it's how they stick with me, because they stay with me forever. It's like I can't sleep. I'm super paranoid. By nature, I'm really paranoid. So it's like... I get more paranoid once I watch a scary movie. It's like every sound means that I'm about to get murdered.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that, even people who like horror movies. I have that.
Okay. How do you... I'm asking.
You can ask me questions.
It's a conversation. How do you, like, keep living through your, like... Because for me, it's, like, sometimes it's, like, debilitating. Like, I lay in bed, I'm, like, if I stop breathing and I'm super still, like, that'll happen to me.
I think the main difference is I kind of like that feeling.
It's like you get on.
I like the adrenaline of it.
The adrenaline rush.
Oh, adrenaline.
Yeah.
Carly, do you still have that sometimes?
Not too much, but I do like that sense of being a little nervous, I guess. It's like the same, like, I like going to theme parks and going on, like, crazy rides for the same reason. It's like you know that you're safe, but, like, that adrenaline rush is, like... It's nice. It's fun sometimes.
I agree. Like, I don't have it as much anymore. I mean, I watch 2-3 horror movies a day sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
You get desensitized to it when you start watching a lot of them. But
yeah. You, like, see one that makes you feel that way, you get excited.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's very
okay.
True. So I'm glad so you're not alone there. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
You don't like that feeling, but I find that's normal.
I always think I'm the exception to the rule.
You're not.
Like, I'm gonna be the one that is actually gonna, like, that sounds actually going to be a murderer on
right.
I'm not just being paranoid, like, it's I'm safe, just kidding.
That's probably not going to happen to you. Meg was doing some theater, live theater for us. You could not see, but it was more of a stabbing psycho.
Okay, I have not seen. But
you haven't seen it, and yet you,
and I know that reference.
You mimicked it perfectly.
Thank you.
So yeah, Meg hasn't seen Hitchcock.
None.
You haven't.
Rear Window. That's the only
you
one
saw
I've
Rear
seen.
Window.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. That's one of my favorites.
It's good. It's good.
And you haven't seen Psycho or The Birds or anything?
No.
And what horror movies have you seen?
They're all very memorable because there's few. It's like The Conjuring, Shutter Island. What other ones? What Lies Beneath. That movie scared me for all of my childhood. Never could go in a bathtub ever again. It's kind of still true, but what other?
It might seem like we're laughing at you,
but you are.
No, we totally are.
We're laughing with you.
Yeah,
with you, but in your mind, at me.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, but you've seen like The Ring and The Grudge.
Yes, I saw The Ring. I saw both the original version and then the American version.
Yeah.
And the original is
they're terrifying. Those movies are very scary, and I remember watching them in college and being pretty frightened. Carly, how did you feel about
again?
Stop talking at the same time as me.
I'm like, I can't help it.
I can't edit that out.
Dude, I'm keeping
go ahead.
My, oh, You asked her a question.
Oh, yeah. Carly, did you think those movies were frightening when they came out?
Yeah, I definitely, especially The Conjuring, I think, because I even watched that, like, in my house, and I remember watching it and being like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, I think the movies that you have seen are particularly stick-to-you type movies, when there's, like, a whole other type of horror movie out there that I think you might actually like. That's more, like, suspenseful and, like, frightening maybe to your psyche, more than, like, jump out at you and make you pee your pants and give you bad dreams at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
And What Lies Beneath was great. I mean, Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer. How could you not, I don't know, even want to see that? And then it's, like, it's definitely a little freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. So, the only other question I was going to ask you what your relationship was with horror growing up. I personally, when I was growing up, was petrified of, like, any movie, like, even non-horror movies. I was, like, anything that looked even a little bit scary, I was petrified up until, like, I think, like, 10 or 11. So, were you like that? Were you, like, afraid of, like, trailers that were on TV and stuff like that?
Yeah, like, I mean, one of the things, I never had any desire to go see a scary movie in the theater because it's 10 times all of the lights and music and sound and everything like that. But so even if I went to, like, a remotely suspenseful movie and saw a trailer, I was scared. But I didn't, no one in my family growing up, we didn't really watch scary movies. So I feel like it's, like, less, I'm very sensitive to it still because I watch, like, one scary movie maybe every 2 years.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
So for those of you, our first-time listeners, the whole point of this episode is to get one of my very many friends who doesn't like horror movies to actually enjoy the genre. So I'm not trying to scare the crap out of Meg. I'm really not. Maybe scare a little bit because it's a horror movie, but my main objective is to get you to appreciate horror. But we'll see if we're able to do that. The movie I chose for you today is Rosemary's Baby. It's a film that's very near and dear to my heart. I love it. It's from 1968, and it was originally a novel written by Ira Levin and then was adapted to film by Roman Polanski, who's a very famous director. Yeah. You may have heard of him. It stars Mia Farrow, John Cassavetes, and Ruth Gordon. It's a total classic, and most genre lovers appreciate and love this movie. So it's a great starter movie. I think it's a good starting off point for you.
I agree, because it's not like jump scare. It's like genuinely kind of like psychological. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really all psychological. You don't have to worry about anything jumping out and scaring you.
That's good.
It's all in your head, really. So, which might be even more frightening.
Which might bother you tomorrow. Yeah.
So, for those of you listening and may have missed Rosemary's Baby, it's now streaming on Amazon Prime. Please feel free to join us. You can pause here and then listen to the rest of the episode later. I will warn you, once we get back from break, I'm sure we'll spoil some scenes for you and ruin the ending. So don't listen to the rest of this until you've seen it. Otherwise, just hold on tight. We're going to go watch the movie and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back. We just finished watching Rosemary's Baby. And Carly, you also watched it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And Meg, how did you feel about Rosemary's Baby?
I hate the husband.
Yeah. You're supposed to hate the husband.
Wasn't he the absolute worst?
He's the absolute worst. So let me tell you a little bit why I picked this movie for you.
Yeah, I would love to know.
I picked it before you for you because A, I wanted to pick something with witches in it. I don't know why. It's an older movie and it's not jump scary, so I thought that you would respond to that. It also has a book, so you could read the novel. I know you like to read a lot.
Yes.
So I put those things together. I also like the way it's shot and like it's kind of artistic and you like art. So yeah. I kind of thought you would appreciate it, if not like it.
Thank you. I think that was very accurate. I was super stoked that it was a book, based off of a book. Instantly, I was like, okay, this is something I can look into. And then I also was very stoked on her late 1960s loungewear.
Yes. There was a lot of...
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of nightgowns.
Like, red nightgown thing.
Oh, it's killer.
Amazing.
It was great.
That blue one with the bow is my favorite. It's, like, the most matronly, disgusting, like, the Peter Pan collar and the big blue ribbon bow.
Oh it's
hideous.
Ribbon. Yeah.
So ugly.
It looked like it would probably smell kind of bad, but I was into it.
It would smell bad. It probably did. Like mothballs.
Yes. That's what I thought.
But the movie as a whole, did you like it?
I did. I liked it because when I described to you what kind of scary movie I like, I said I wanted kind of something a little bit more psychological, something that delves into... It's like a thinker, basically. And I have a lot of thoughts coming out of this movie, and of all categories, just kind of that whole scene there, there's like the two old white men, and they're like talking about this woman and her pregnancy while she's standing right fucking there. I'm just like, and
yeah, that scene with, she's referring to the scene with Roman and Hutch. Yeah. When they're talking about how sick Rosemary looks and she's just standing right there.
She's just standing there looking deathly ill.
Yeah.
And not she does. She looks so bad.
She looks horrible.
So bad. But I think that that I like the cinematography of it in general. I think that all the scenes were done like there. I mean, there's great. When I watch movies, I think about like screen captures. Like I just think of all the great pictures that are within the movie. And there's just the one where she's wearing that blue nightgown and she has the knife sticking right out. I was like, oh, that's a great. And she also just has like a perfectly skeletal, scary face.
Yeah.
And then they put her in that red nightgown. Everything had like this kind of horrifying ambiance to it. And I did. I was like, oh, it made me unnerved.
Yeah.
So.
Does it make you interested to watch other movies similar to this?
Yes. Yes.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to come on again, do you think?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey. We Definitely. Might even have to get scarier next time.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Just
you can do it.
Yeah.
The song got you at the end.
Oh,
you were creeped out.
No. I told Amy that it was with the screen. What's it called? With the
closed captions.
The closed captions.
I love closed captions.
The la 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 when it's spelled out on the screen with the cityscape in the background. That's scary. This is amazing.
I think this movie's really successful at being super scary at the same time, like
with non-scary things.
With a lot of not scary. There's not even a lot of scary imagery, really.
Yeah.
It's mostly just all in your head, you know.
Well, we never see the baby.
No, they don't show
I thought for a second we were going to see the baby, and I was like, I kind of am glad that we didn't.
Yeah.
Because it's the 1960s, and what were they going to make the devil baby look like?
Yeah, probably.
Just stupid.
Probably something very comical.
Yeah, no, I like it when they leave that kind of thing up to your imagination. It's probably worse than what they could pull off anyway, most of the time. So, yeah. Did you see the reboot they did of it, Carly? They did a mini series.
I did not.
I did. It came out, I think, last year. I don't have the information up about it. I did see it. I'm trying to remember if they, if they showed the baby in that. I don't know that I finished it, I'm going to be honest with you. But I think it was more set up off the book, and there's a lot more detail. It wasn't poorly done. I just, I don't remember a lot about it, which makes me think it wasn't super awesome either.
Nothing spectacular.
Yeah. I just looked some of it up, and it says, did it have something to do with a high school pregnancy drama? It says Rosemary's Baby will feature high school pregnancy drama.
I don't remember.
Is that a thing that happened?
I don't remember that. No, I thought they were in like London or something. Like, I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it. I might have it all wrong, but
well, that was the thing that I thought was, this is the stupidest minorist detail, but is Mia Farrow, is she from London or is she American?
I know very little about Mia Farrow. Okay.
Because, all I know is she was married to Woody Allen.
She's from Los Angeles.
Okay, because she says this thing, like, herb garden.
Yeah, she has, like, a weird, like,
accent.
English way of speaking without an accent.
She called it basil, which is not what you say in America.
No, that's a very British,
thing.
It's actually, like, a way of speaking that they had back in the day. My grandma actually used to speak like that, too, where it was, like, half, like, sort of British, but sort of American. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like how, you know, people from... There's like a neutral way of speaking nowadays. That's kind of how it was back then. It was kind of like a forced, weirdly taught. It's actually like really interesting. One of my friends, I don't know what the like correct term of it is, but told me about it. And it's actually, it's really, really interesting. The way of speaking from back then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. So,
very good. And then, so we all agree that Guy, her husband, was just probably the worst out of everybody, right?
The worst. Oh my gosh.
The worst. Yeah. I think I actually hate him.
I kind of like Roman. Like, I think he's...
Roman creeps me out.
Yeah, well, he's creepy, but I don't think that, like, yeah, he loves the devil, but he doesn't, he's, like, at least supportive of Rosemary at the end. He's like, you can still be your mom, you don't have to join, like, you can just hang out.
But do you really think...
He's definitely, like, the least aggressive.
He's the least aggressive, and he's the one in charge of everything. I don't know. I find him, like,
that's
the
why
most
I
charming.
Him.
Which I guess is the best when he's supposed to be charming.
Exactly. Well, okay, I feel like Roman... I'm sorry to anyone who's named Roman, but I don't, I feel like that name just doesn't ever carry good weight. Like, there's like the show Big Love and like the crazy dictator guy that's like in this polygamous colony. His name is Roman. I feel like anyone that's named Roman is like a part of a cult. And that's just a personal theory.
We'll work on that. Let us know. Anyone named Roman, if you're in a cult, let us know.
Let me know.
Or call, not. Let call. Us know.
Please don't try to make us join. No. But just let us know. Let us know.
Well, I'm so glad that you liked it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carly, is there anything else you'd like to talk about this movie other than the amazing clothing that maybe you noticed this time?
Really just how much I hated the husband and how like selfish and awful he was.
He really is awful, like this whole time.
Yeah.
I really want to read the book now, because I feel like there's probably so many more details about that.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that the whole devil pact was based, I think at least to a level, was like the whole reason was to make him successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he made the deal with the devil. And it's weird because it's like, he isn't the main character. It's not all about him. But at the same time, it's like, that was kind of the pull. That's kind of a part of the storyline. It's like still something kind of guy-centric. Like, oh, I'm going to make him a famous fucking actor.
Yeah, it's just so crazy how fast he switches. Like, he turns on Rosemary so fast. There's not really
that,
much
like,
of like
first dinner party he is like into it.
It doesn't take convincing. He immediately is like, oh, this is gonna help me, fuck it.
Let's,
you know,
do it.
Yes,
he's very self-serving throughout, even in the beginning.
He's very self-serving
and very weak. Like, in her moments of distress, he's just over there like nail biting nervous, like, I don't know, I can't do anything for you, Rosemary, like, this is just the way that it is. And I'm like, dude, you're so weak, like, you're so weak.
Yeah.
And you don't know anything about devil worship, and you just like signed up for it. That
I love how into this you are.
It really is.
What was the hardest part for you to watch?
Oh my god, I think the devil rape.
That was the hardest
was
scene.
Pretty
the whole
upsetting.
Dream that whole, on the boat.
Yeah, It was so, it was eerie, the flashbacks that they do where it's kind of almost silent, mm-hmm. but it's just her in that bathing suit on the boat. And then they do it again, I think, right?
They do it in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's like a child in school.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Those kind of moments like gave me a weird, eerie feeling.
He had a really interesting way of shooting the dream sequences where they were more accurate as dreams than anything else, because you know, you can tell it's a dream, but it's like, it's weird, it's all over the place, it jumps around, but you can, I don't know, especially the one where she's younger, you know, because that's how dreams are, they change scenes and like, oh, 1 second you're on a boat and then you're in this room and then you're over here, and it's weird.
That is,
but I thought the way he shot the dream sequences was interesting and different.
That was
probably the creepiest.
I just remember feeling like very encapsulated in that moment, like I couldn't look away.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what was going on.
Do you think it helped that I told you there were no jumpy parts?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
because the jumpy parts is just not enjoyable for me. Right. Unless it's, if they're spread out, if it's not all jumpy, then I think that I have to be able to get into it enough mm-hmm. to then deal with the jumpy parts. But if it's like just jumpy for that sake of jumpy, one, it doesn't, the writing of it doesn't thrill me. It has to be a good story. Like it has to be either going to fuck me up in the brain or is just a delightful story.
Right.
And a then delightful just story. A delightfully frightening story. And then just then you could throw the jumpy shit in there. But when it's just like jumpy, no.
Yeah.
I don't know more modern horror films. I like when I see trailers for them, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're purely made for me to be just on the edge of my seat jumping.
I think that you would be surprised. There's quite a few modern horror movies, especially independent ones, that they might be more gory, but the stories are getting better. I feel like horror is having a really like good moment right now. There's a lot of really interesting stuff happening. I think we could get her on board, Carly.
I think so too. It's actually really interesting because that's kind of how I felt about The Witch. Like when The Witch came out, everybody was like, oh, it's this, not everybody, but like critics and stuff. It was like, you know, marketed kind of as like this absolutely terrifying, scariest movie of the year. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to go see it, I was like, I kept on waiting for like, not jump scares, but I kept on waiting to be like scared, mm-hmm. where it wasn't a scary movie. It was kind of more like this speed.
I think
where
it had its moments, but it was very ambient, you know, like it was like an ambient horror.
There were weird moments, but nothing that like
the beginning freaked me out a lot
with the baby.
Yeah. After that, it was cool in the gang. I could hang. But at first I was like, is this whole movie going to be like this? Because I don't know that I can take it.
I was waiting. I was waiting for more moments like that.
Yeah,
and then I was
wasn't.
Just like,
I kind of wish there was.
Never
came. Yeah, sorry. I'm talking over you. I kind of wish there was more moments like that also. But yeah, I was hoping that it also wasn't all that because it was intense. You haven't seen that.
No.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. He won't.
It's definitely more like story.
Yeah. Story driven.
Okay.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good.
I can dig that.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This was a lot of fun. And we'll do this again. And we'll be happy to have you back if you want to come on back.
Yes. I would love to, actually.
I'll start brainstorming on other movies to show you that I think you'll like. Carly, anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think it was a good chat.
Okay. Nice short episode for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Again, please follow us. We are on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC. You can also visit our website at FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com, and you can find us on iTunes. And if you want to rate and review, we would love that as well.
Please do. It's really exciting.
Yeah. I also have an Instagram account now. I think it's also Final Girls HC. I don't even know. <I'm> terrible. There's like no pictures up there. I'll tell you again more about it next time.
Awesome.
Carly, you want to talk about your social media?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram at sharksareforever and on Twitter at Carly Michelle with one L.
Okay, guys. Well, we're signing out. Thanks again to Meg to be our first victim on Let's Make a Monster. Let's let that saga continue.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next week. Okay. Bye.
Bye.